General Milley Shadow looms large over confirmation hearing for Trump's next Joint Chiefs Chairman. By Christina Wong on April 1, 2025. Former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Army General Mark Milley has long been retired, but his shadow loomed large over a Senate hearing to confirm a new chairman on Tuesday. At the confirmation hearing for retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Rosenkane, Democrat senators on the Armed Services Committee praised Milley, who is now under investigation, throughout the hearing. Senator Mazie Hirono, DHI, said, "Let me just mention what happens to people who stand up to President Trump. General Milley was a former chair of Joint Chiefs, stood up to President Trump, and here's what happened to him. President Trump took away his security detail, his security clearance, even took down his portrait in the Pentagon. That's not all. General Milley is now under investigation by the department's inspector general to see if he will be able to retire as a four-star general. It's always a challenge to stand up to this president." However, Senator Jim Banks, RN, a Navy veteran and former congressman who had grilled Milley at the House Armed Services Committee over his support for wokeness in the military as well as his insubordination to the commander-in-chief, refuted that portrayal. Banks told Kane, "General Milley modeled inappropriate and political behavior to a whole generation of officers. And it's why I fully support President Trump's decision to relieve General C.Q. Brown. And the unconventional decision to go beyond the usual four-star choices and pick an outsider like you for this most important role. As I said before, General Milley was the most political chairman of the Joint Chiefs that, I believe, that we've ever had. He actively undermined his commander-in-chief." General Milley admitted to calling Speaker Pelosi and disparaging President Trump's mental fitness and questioning his nuclear command authority. "That was completely inappropriate and unacceptable." Asked how he would communicate differently with congressional leadership, Kane said, "Well, Senator, I'm committed to open and transparent communication. But the first duty of the chairman is the advisor to the president. And so, you know, I would flow through that chain of command while providing always options to the president." Banks reminded Kane that Milley had admitted to wasting nearly 6 million man-hours on diversity, equity, and inclusion and woke trainings, and had said he wanted to read more about critical race theory and understand white rage. Asked what training he would focus on, Kane said he would expect service members to focus on war fighting, lethality, and readiness. Banks reminded Kane that Milley told aides that Trump was preaching the gospel of the Führer, and asked Kane if he agreed with the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff C.Q. Brown that remark was inappropriate. Kane responded, "I do, Senator." Banks noted that Milley testified that he regularly did interviews with the press, as many as four times a week, and asked Kane whether that was an appropriate use of the chairman's job. "Senator, if confirmed, I'll spend my time focused on the essential tasks in front of me," Kane responded. Lastly, Banks asked Kane whether it was appropriate for Milley to promise Chinese generals that he would warn them if the U.S. was about to attack. "Do you think it's inappropriate or appropriate for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to warn our greatest adversary when we're about to attack, or what we might do?" Banks asked. "No, sir," Kane responded. "The Trump administration itself has not hidden how it feels about Milley." Pentagon spokesman John Elliott, a former Marine, mocked Milley's corpulence in a statement earlier this year when announcing a review of physical fitness and grooming standards. "Unfortunately, the U.S. military's high standards on body composition and other metrics eroded in recent years, particularly during the tenure of former Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley, who set a bad example from the top through his own personal corpulence. Secretary Hegseth is committed to restoring high standards, and this review is the first step in doing so." Trump earlier this year pulled Milley's security detail and ordered two portraits of Milley to be taken down at the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has launched an investigation into Milley to review whether he should lose a star in retirement for undermining the president. As Breitbart News reported in 2022, after the George Floyd riots in 2020, Milley reportedly wanted to resign and had even drafted a resignation letter but decided to stay and fight from the inside. According to the book The Divider by Susan Glasser and Peter Baker, Milley told his staff, "F.C.K. that shit. I'll just fight him." Milley allegedly added, "If they want to court-martial me, or put me in prison, have at it, but I will fight from the inside." and according to the book Peril by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, Milley single-handedly took top-secret action to preempt Trump from ordering a military strike or launching nuclear weapons. The book said Milley called a secret meeting on January 8, 2021, with senior military leaders, instructing them not to take orders from anyone unless he was involved. The book also revealed that Milley had two back-channel phone calls with China's top general to reassure him that the United States would not attack, even promising to give him a heads-up if it did. Those were just two accounts from a string of books published after the 2020 election that featured accounts from Milley given while he was still in uniform. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.